Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are trying something new. And if you don't like it, we don't care. I'm just kidding.
Carmen.
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. Like, let us know how it goes because we don't know.
Yes. But, yeah. Let us know what you think. To tell them what we're doing, Carmen.
I don't know why I started that way. I'm sorry.
You're just in a feisty mood today. It's your dark lipstick.
It's the chocolate lipstick. Making me want to throw hands. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, today we're talking about two episodes in one. So we're covering episode 17 and 18. And we're doing this because we need to get through this shit, man.
And 17 was like almost nothing happened.
Yeah, it was pretty uneventful. So we felt like we could just, you know.
We're just going to do a quick summary, most important parts of 17, and then we're going to go scene by scene for 18. But yeah, 17 was like super filler. And
tell me your summary.
So yeah, episode 17, this is the one we're just going to do a quick summary of the important parts because it was just a filler episode. So in this episode, Teresa and Mariano, they're still broken up. Teresa is making a big scene all over the vecindad because she now hates Refugio. Because Doña Refugio, in the last episode, she ruined things for Teresa. So they're still fighting.
Is this where she decides to move out and move in with Juana, or is that 18?
It's in this one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's now living with Doña Juana. And Mariano's all sad over them not being together. The most important thing in this episode, so Pablito, he gets his surgery and he's doing good. Ruben won't leave Esperanza alone.
He's stalking the shit out of her.
Yeah. And then Paloma and Arturo finally meet. It is a very awkward meeting.
Oh yeah. So I think this one is worth going more in depth about. It's just so awkward. And I just want to know, like, who decided to make their body movements that way? Because it was so awkward and weird.
Who decided where they were going to sit and what they were going to do? Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like nobody does that in real life. It was so unnatural. Or I don't know. I mean, I've never had to forgive anybody for leaving me at the altar. So maybe it would be that way.
Right? Yeah. So they meet because Paloma really wants his blessing, forgiveness. I don't know. And so she's like crying and they keep reaching out to each other, but like it's forbidden for them to console each other physically.
Yeah. So she'll reach out to him like really awkwardly, like in slow motion. Oh, you know what else it made me think of besides the forgiveness song from Just Friends?
Which is hilarious.
It made me think of E.T. when when he's reaching out, and he's like, phone home, whatever the hell he says. I don't know what he says. I've never watched E.T.
Me neither.
But she's like reaching out to him like in slow motion. It's super weird. And that's what it made me think of.
Yeah, they keep doing that. And they keep reaching out and not touching each other. Eventually, she cries
into his crotch.
Yes. Yeah. So not like a normal human where you cry into someone's shoulder. She like leans down and cries into his crotch.
Again, super weird.
Yeah. And then at the end of their meeting, she's like, I'm just happy that you're married to Teresa and you're expecting a baby.
Oh, yeah. And the profe, he doesn't let Paloma know But you can see, we can see it in his face. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because again, that's the lie that Teresa made up to get her to stay away, which didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves that meeting all shocked. And really, that's the most important thing. Nothing else really happens.
And I guess like also Teresa is being like the worst again during this whole episode, like throwing herself a pity party, making everybody like feel sad for her, guilt tripping
Luisa.
Luisa,
oh, Refugio, yeah.
And she convinces Luisa to talk to Refugio so that Refugio can see like nothing inappropriate was happening between her and the profe. And she does, and then that's when Refugio sees like, oh shit, I was wrong. And then she feels like shit because she thinks she fucked up, but like she didn't. She's right. She's right about who Teresa is. And that's like, yeah, the thing that put me off the most, because Teresa was flirting with the profe. She was trying to make him fall in love with her, and then she is letting like Refugio take the fall, or you know, throwing her under the bus.
And then everybody else is giving Refugio shit. Don Armando, even Doña Juana was like, you were in the wrong here.
I mean, yeah, I think those are the main things that happened. Teresa's worried about losing her job because of the whole drama that Refugio caused. And I don't even, we don't see this yet, I think, but, or do we? It's all over the place, whatever. Like, the profe is not questioning Teresa's motives. It has nothing to do with what Refugio did. It has everything to do with her fucking lies about being pregnant. Like, so yeah, she's blaming everybody, like Refugio and Mariano, for maybe the possibility of losing her job. But the profe is not even mad about that. Like, he's mad about her lying.
What she said, yeah, to Paloma. Paloma
being pregnant and then being married.
But nobody else knows that except Teresa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's go into the scene-by-scene breakdown of episode 18.
Okay, yeah.
So it starts off with Mariano and Doña Refugio. She's asking Mariano to go talk to Teresa because she'll forgive him and not her. Because now she knows that supposedly Profe has no feelings for Teresa whatsoever. He's getting back with his ex because this is what Luisa and Teresa haven't told her. And then after that, we leave the vecindad and we go to, you know what? This is what I forgot about episode 17. In episode 17, we see Genoveva go see Ruben. And this is just a continuation of that scene because this is really the big chunk of it. So we see Genoveva. Yes, it's so weird. Just like Aida.
Aida's her daughter.
Right. So we see Genoveva and Ruben, and she's telling him that Mayra told her about Esperanza, and he tries to play it off like he doesn't know. And Genoveva's like, I know the truth. The truth is that you will never leave Mayra. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I'm never going to stop loving you. She says, things didn't work out with us, but they can work for our kids. It's like, why are you begging Ruben? He's not all that.
I know, right? It bugs me because it's like, this is why he thinks he's hot shit.
Yeah, and I doubt that D is good. I don't think so.
I don't think so. That's when he had to go find a virgin.
Right?
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember.
I'm still dying about that. I'm like, Esperanza, how do you know it was good? What do you mean? See, next, Refugio is at home and she's cleaning up and she's all sad because the empty plate that would be Teresa's is there, whatever. Juana walks in and they talk about what happened. Juana tells her, oh, this is when she says that this time Teresa tiene la razón, and that Juana se pasó.
She went too far.
I mean, not Juana, Refugio se pasó.
Yeah, yeah. Juana tells Refugio,
yeah,
that she went too far.
Yeah, so she, and you know, like she kind of did. It was, I don't think it was right to go behind the profes to the profe.
Yeah. Yeah, she could have confronted Teresa, but that wasn't going to get her anywhere either. But neither did this. So.
Yeah. Then Juana tells Refugio that she needs to change her attitude and not doubt Teresa anymore. And then Refugio's like, oh, I know. I don't know why I doubted that she's a decent girl. And it's like, because she's not.
She's a horrible person.
Seriously.
Then we go to Don Armando and Mariano's dad. At this scene, I forgot Mariano's dad's name again, but it's Ramon. Yeah. So my notes say Mariano's dad. So they're talking. Mariano's dad is like, oh my God, Ramon is telling him
He's just saying, like, it sucks that Teresa and Mariano aren't together anymore. And Hermano is like, pues ya ves lo que mi vieja armó.
Yes, yeah. He's like, well, yeah.
For everything.
It's all Refugio's fault.
Yeah. And then Ramon, this time, who gives the best advice in the world, is like, man, I got nothing for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's bad when he has nothing. He has no good words.
Ramon has no words.
Yeah. Then we go to Doña Juana and Teresa, and Doña Juana's telling...
Juana is telling Teresa that Doña Refugio misses her, right? As they're saying that, Mariano knocks and he wants to talk to Teresa, and he's like apologizing, saying that he had it wrong. And now she's playing hard to get, even though the last episode she was fucking crying her ass off. She was worrying.
She even...
that he gave her,
yeah,
like a delusional weirdo, and talking to herself like, oh, I know we'll get
through she it. yeah and she was like, I'm never gonna lose you, Mariano, and now she's flip-flopped and is saying the opposite.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what do you want, Teresa?
Blah blah blah. Yeah, it is. I'm like, what do you want? Why were you crying then?
Yeah.
Also, she, in the last episode, we didn't mention it because it is not really important, but she was IMing with Aurora, and Aurora asks her.
So
silly, like, this whole scene, because they're IMing each other, and then they're, like, typing, like, very slow, whatever, and, like, finger by finger typing, and then they're, like, saying out loud what they're IMing to each other, which, like, I get it, the audience needs to hear their conversation, but why couldn't this be a phone call then, like...
Right, yeah.
It's just silly. And so Aurora ends up asking her how her and Mariano are. And then Teresa's like, oh, everything's perfect. And you know how she talks like that, like so annoying. Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
I know that our love is going to be forever. And they're broken up at this point.
Yeah. And when Aurora asks her how they're doing, she rolls her eyes like, oh, I guess I'll ask how they're doing.
Yeah. It was funny. I really missed Aurora. I was glad to see her.
Yeah, I was glad to see her too.
But yeah, so I'm like, why are you playing hard to get now when you're over there telling people you're still together and crying like nonstop? Like, what is the point of this?
Makes no sense. Yeah. So yeah, she gives him back the gift and tells him to F off.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, maybe you won't doubt your next girlfriend. Like, wow.
But like, she's been fucking around this whole time. So
yeah.
It's the worst part.
The worst part is that he has every reason to doubt her because she has been flirting with Ruben, flirting with the profe, thinking about getting Paolo back, like,
yeah.
Frustrating.
Very, yeah. Then we see, we go back to Ruben and Genoveva, and he's like, I'll admit it, you were very fun. You were a fun fling. Like, you were a fun woman.
He's like, you know, it was fun while it lasted, whatever. And then Genoveva was like basically confessing her love. And she's like, and it's so weird the way she says it, because she's like, oh, you know that I'll always love you, but let's talk business now.
She's so casual, yeah.
It's like, how do you...
I will never get over you, but let's get on to work.
You know that I love you and you're the love of my life, but let's talk business now. Who does that?
It's impressive.
It is.
Yeah, oh, when he says, I'll admit, you were very fun to be with. She was like, and yet that wasn't enough for you to stay with me.
Yeah, I'm like... Wow, she really just says it how it is. It reminds me of in The Office when Kelly's trying to be all crazy with Daryl. And yeah. Then he's like, this crazy stuff, you have to stop it, whatever he says. And then she's like, he just says what he means. Who does that? What kind of game is this?
Yeah.
That's Genoveva.
That's accurate. And then we go to Don Armando asking Teresa to, to la vecindad. Don Armando goes to see Teresa at Doña Juana's house because now Teresa's living there. He's asking her to go visit her mom, and Teresa's crying and saying it's all her fault. And Armando's like, well, Refugio's tu mamá. She's your mom.
Yeah.
And Teresa's like, well, this is all her fault. She's the one who messed up. And then she agrees to talk to her. Oh,
this is when I wrote that. I hate Teresa. She's fucking trash because she's fooling everybody. And I just want to fast forward to where everyone in La Vecindad hates her.
Then after the scene with Don Armando and Teresa, we go to Mariano and he's with Doña Juana. And he's like, oh, I messed up. And Juana's like, yeah, you were too impulsive. And he's crying. He's asking for Doña Juana's help. She's like, I don't know. And then he's like, but I love her. And she's like, you just have to wait to see if she keeps her job.
Yeah. Then Refugio is praying to the Virgencita for help with Teresa. And then Teresa walks in, immediately rolls her eyes. She's just being a fucking bitch to her mom.
She's like, I'm not here to talk to you, even though she told Don Armando she was going to talk to her.
Bitch.
That's true. She's like, I'm just here for the stuff I forgot. And she's just standing there. She's not even grabbing anything.
Yeah, because she loves to throw it in Refugio's face that she like hates her.
Yeah. And she's like, it's all your fault and I'm going to lose my job. But again, it's not because of what Refugio did. It's because of what Teresa told Paloma. That's why Prof is like,
yeah.
I don't know about this anymore.
Yeah. Okay, after that, Aida is being annoying and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Except that, yeah, Ruben decides to take away her punishment. And it's literally just because Genoveva can now blackmail him.
Yeah.
And then we go to Teresa with Profe.
Yeah, and he's like, why the fuck did you tell Paloma that we're married and expecting a child? And she's like, oh, shit.
Well,
oh, I got caught.
She's like, I know it was wrong, but it was the only thing I could think of to keep Paloma away. And then she's like, I understand if I can't work here anymore.
And she thinks that Profe is going to stop her. And he doesn't.
Yeah, bye, she bitch. Keeps like, she's like walking slowly. Yeah.
Bye. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Teresa.
Yeah. Bye, Teresa. That's going to replace Felicia.
Bye, Teresa. Then Ruben is at the office and Mariano is there. And I right here, I'm like, I wish Refugio would have seen Teresa flirting with him, because that was like over the top. Like when she flirts with the profe, it's like not overtly, right? It's like, what is the opposite of overt? I don't know the word.
Subtle. Subtle.
Yeah, she just flirts with the profe. But when she was flirting with Ruben, it was like overtly like in your face flirting. Like if somebody was next to them, they would have felt extremely awkward next to them.
Like get a fucking room, yeah. Obvious.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I wish Refugio would have seen that, or Mariano would have seen that, because then there's no way she could have fooled them.
Yeah.
In this scene, Ruben gives Mariano a gift to deliver to somebody. And he's like, oh, just, you know, be very discreet about this.
This requires the utmost discretion. Mm-hmm. Mariano's like, yeah, sure.
And so next, Teresa finally calls Paolo back. And remember last time we were like, when is this going to come into play?
Yeah. Episode 16, we see, is this six? No, it's 15. Episode 15, we see Paolo calling Teresa and we wondered how the fuck he got that phone number.
Yeah, we still don't know.
We don't. And here, what? Episode 15, we're on 18. 3 episodes later, she calls him back as she's leaving Profe's house.
Now she has to keep her options open.
Yeah. So she calls him and then Aida gets there as he answers and he's like, oh, I can't meet right now, pretending that he's talking to someone else. And she's like, well, you just lost your chance forever.
Bye, Paolo.
Then
next we see Mariano.
Oh
yeah. And he's delivering the gift that Ruben gave him, and he doesn't know who he's gonna see at the door, and it's Esperanza.
I like how you said that.
I was trying to like have some suspense there.
So I thought she was going to get caught here, but she's like, he's like, wait, this is for you? And she's like, no,
it's
for
the old lady. Lie, but he's going to catch her later still.
Yeah. She's like, no. And he's like hesitant, but he sort he's of like, okay, like all right, I guess.
Because she says like, oh no, this gift's not for me. I'm here cuidando la viejita that she takes care of.
Taking care of the old lady that it was her old job. She doesn't work there anymore.
Is there people that don't speak Spanish that listen to us? Because
I don't know. I want to be inclusive, Carmen. God. But I don't think so.
We're talking about a novela that's in Spanish.
I'm just fucking saying.
Okay, okay? I'll let you keep trying. I just feel like I can't speak Spanish.
You can. I'm just.
This is what translated. I felt like in 8th grade.
Context, in 8th grade, we used to talk shit about teachers with our friends in Spanish.
And then they told us to stop. They didn't let us speak in Spanish or we'd get in trouble. What kind of discrimination?
Yeah, and it's fucked up. Were we talking about them?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but so we were. But that was my God-given right.
Who cares if a bunch of 13-year-olds are talking shit about teachers? That's what we did for fun. But after that, I have always felt weird speaking in Spanish.
Well, I feel normal speaking Spanish again, but every time you translate it, like, it triggers me.
Should I stop?
No. You're right. There could be someone that doesn't speak Spanish that is listening, even though the novela we're talking about is in Spanish.
What if somebody always wanted to watch Mexican telenovelas and never could? Right. And so we're recapping it for them, but then we're speaking things in Spanish and not translating them.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Well, you can just translate it for me then. I refuse. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Okay.
I'm being exclusive right now.
I can see that. Back to this.
Okay. Where were we? So I think we were talking about when Esperanza comes up with that lie that makes no sense about the gift.
Yeah.
Like, why would Ben be giving a gift to an old lady? That's weird.
And it requires discretion.
Yeah.
And Ruben is hooking up with Esperanza's old patient.
And yeah, Mariano's just like, okay, bye.
And then we go to annoying as Paolo and Aida. Okay, so last episode, Aida was in trouble and she snuck out, right? We posted an excellent video on her sneaking out where she leaves with her giant belt.
Yeah.
So she leaves, she sneaks out. In last episode, she almost gets caught by her dad. But Raul, Paolo's friend, comes out of nowhere and he's like, no, she was with me. We were just getting school supplies. And Ruben's like, okay, where are the school supplies? He's like, they're in my car. And he goes and gets them and he actually has them. And then he says Paolo sent him. And so right now, when Paolo and Annoying Saida, well, they're both annoying.
Yeah.
When they meet, she thanks him for the magazines. And then Paolo makes like a face.
He's like, what now? ¿Qué?
¿Qué? I didn't do that. So Raul did this on his own accord because Raul is genuinely a good guy.
He's a good guy. And, you know, as annoying as Saida is, she doesn't deserve Raul, actually. I hope he moves on.
Me too.
I was going to say she deserves better, but she doesn't. She's a fucking bitch, too.
You know what? You know who the most wholesome, best person in this whole novela Aurora? Is? Yes, Aurora and then Reina.
I really think Raul is wholesome, too. Because remember back in episode 1?
Yeah, you're right.
You remember the only other friend that didn't laugh when...
Was Raul. You're right. Yeah. So there's... and you know what? Pablito. Pablito's the other wholesome.
Hugo's not because when they were wrestling, he caused him to go into a cardiac.
Hugo's a little shit. Hugo's a little shit that tackled Pablito and said, eres una niña. Because Pablito had cancer and couldn't get back up. Anyway. Then we go to, after Paolo was like, that wasn't me. We go to Profe and he's opening a letter that Teresa left with him before she walked out.
Yeah, and she's apologizing for the lies and whatever.
Yeah, she's like, when Paloma assumed that we were dating, I didn't deny it. And then I made up more things, yes. And it was wrong, but it would have been so amazing if it were true. And then asks for his forgiveness. And he's like studying this letter. And
what? He's studying the letter?
No, he's like looking at it, just staring at it again. And like for like way too long.
Yeah.
Because like, of what Teresa said.
The same way he would stare at the pen that she gave him.
Yeah. Okay. So studying was the wrong word. He's intensely staring at the letter.
See, this is why I'm always like, what? After that, Teresa and Mariano are arguing. And she's like, I don't have a job anymore. And it's your fault. But it's like, how would this even be his fault? Because he didn't even go talk to the profe. He didn't even go fight the profe.
Yeah, that's what.
Him. Yeah. And she's still blaming him.
And he feels so bad for what he almost did, but didn't do.
But he like, okay, he should feel bad for not trusting her, even though he's like in the right about that. But he doesn't know it yet.
Even though she's not trustworthy.
Yeah, so he should feel bad about that. But he shouldn't feel bad about her not having her job. He literally didn't do anything.
Yeah, but she keeps saying it's his fault. And then she tells him that she did lose her job because before he just thought she was they didn't know for sure. Mm-hmm. And so then she's like, I hate you for what you did. And he's like, I love you. She's like, oh, yeah. Well, I hate you. That love has now turned into.
Yeah. And then he's like, our love like that. You can't just throw love like that away overnight. And she's like, well, I'm going to do my best.
Well, I'm going to try.
I'm going to wear your shit.
I'm going to give it 100%. the energy that I would have put towards my schooling will now go towards me burying our love.
Yeah.
That would have been a good line. No, it would have been too cheesy.
Yeah, it would.
This is why I don't write novellas.
They're already cheesy. No, oh, I think it would have fit right in.
You're right.
Half of the silly ass shit everybody has already said, like, yeah, it would have fit right in. So then after that, Teresa's crying to Juana about everything. She's like saying she's still going to study where she wants, even if she has to get back with Paulo. And
then Juana's like, what?
Yeah. Like, this should show Juana, like,
exactly who Teresa is. Yeah. You were thinking, but no. Yeah. And then Doña Juana asks her about Mariano, because Mariano spoke to her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I'm not forgiving Mariano. Fuck him.
Fuck that fool.
Yeah. Then we Armando and Refugio in their house. And she's like, I know you didn't come home for lunch because you're mad at me. And he's like, no, it's not that. I have to work more than normal because Teresa is going to continue attending that school because she got fired.
Yeah. And then if we heal, just feels like shit. She's like, oh, no, did I cause this? But it's like, no, it wasn't you. It was Teresa. Literally, Teresa causes all of her problems and takes zero accountability. I'm over it.
Yeah. And then we see Mariano leaving to his taxi, and Nachita runs to him, and she's like, oh, me das un aventón? I just like the phrase, un aventón. It's better than, can you give me a ride?
But like in a cooler way.
Yeah. Like, what would even be the equivalent to that? Throw me to this direction?
Yeah.
Work in English. Nachita looks worried, and so Mariano asks her what's going on, and then he's like, I feel like I've been relying on Esperanza too much. And let's not forget, yeah, last two episodes ago when she got hired at the hospital, they're like, oh, does this mean you're gonna make more money? It's like their first sentence. And so then this is when Nachita tells Mariano that Esperanza took a lower paying job and she's no longer working with the old lady.
And this is when he's like, what? Because, you know, he just supposedly saw her at her job with the old lady.
Mm-hmm. And then we see Ruben and Esperanza. She finally agrees to meet him at the apartment they have, or he has for her, so that they can meet mm-hmm. discreetly. She's like, they're just arguing. He's saying a bunch of lies. And he's like, well, I talked to Aida about the divorce and she said no.
And then finally, Esperanza is like not taking his shit. She's like, no, like, I don't believe you. You've been like making excuses up this whole time. And she's like, we shouldn't see. Is it right here? Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I think so. Yeah. She basically says that she doesn't think they can be together until he's like officially divorced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because at some point during this, we go back to Teresa and Armando, but it's not important. So, yeah, that was basically.
Teresa's just yelling. It was all,
yeah.
Because she's mad.
After Ruben and Esperanza, we go to Profe's house. Reina tells him there's someone here to see you. And it's Mariano. I was like, what is he doing there? Mm-hmm. Dramatic music starts. Dun, dun, dun. Profe's like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Not like that.
I thought Mariano was going to make the situation worse and say that he was like Teresa's boyfriend or something, but he doesn't even say that.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. At some point, Arturo's like, you really love her, don't you? And he's like, yeah, but she wants nothing to do with me. I'm just here to ask for her, for you to give her her job back.
For forgiveness.
Yeah, forgiveness. It's more than saying sorry. Then after that, we see Teresa calling Luisa and they agreed to meet at the country club. And
Teresa's excited about maybe running into Paulo there.
And Doña Juana makes a face. So then we see her at the country club sitting there, and Aida walks up and she's like, oh, are you here waiting for my boyfriend? Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts from that, but we're still at the country club and Paulo and Raul are playing tennis. Like, you know, being chill, normal. And then Paulo out of nowhere is like, why are you pedaling my bike? And I was like, oh my yeah. God, I love it. I love it when men refer to women as objects. That's my favorite.
It's great, right? Yeah. Why are you pedaling my bike?
And what he means by that is like, why are you like, why did you, he's referring to the magazine situation. He's like, why did you bring that stuff to Aida? Like,
yeah.
And
we go back to Aida and Teresa.
No, that, Raul, right? Is like, chill. I was just trying to support her. And then we go to Teresa and Aida and they're arguing.
Yeah. Teresa's like, I'm not here for that. And she's like, well, you're too poor to be here. Are you here to apply for a job? Because they probably won't even take you. And then Luisa walks up and she's like, hi. And they say hi. And Luisa's like, I'm Luisa de la Barrera. Mm-hmm. like her name is means something because she's Profe's sister, and then Aida gets all embarrassed and like rushes out of there.
Yeah.
Gets the fuck out. And then this whole scene is just Teresa manipulating Luisa. She finally tells her that what she told Paloma. Mm-hmm. And then after that,
we go back to Paloma and she's always crying. So she's crying to Florencia.
Remember Avatar went the last like one of the last episodes when they have the play and they in the play they make Katara sound like she's always crying.
That's what Paloma sounds like.
Yeah, that is what Paloma sounds like.
We can't lose our hope. That's from Avatar, not from Paloma.
Her cousin, Paloma's cousin, is like, you need to find something to do. You're a woman, a career woman. And then Paloma's like, you're right.
I'm going to start a charity. Like a typical rich person does.
Typical rich white person thing to do.
Yeah. And they think they're going to fix the world with their charities.
She just needs to go to La Vecindad and like pay everyone's rent, honestly.
Forget your charity. Go to La Vecindad and give everybody your money. Redistribute your funds, lady.
Yes, that's the real charity. Back with Teresa and Luisa. Teresa just keeps crying. Luisa's like, I'm going to talk to Profe about this. Teresa asks her not to butt in anymore. And Teresa's like, I need to forget about dreams. They're not a thing anymore.
So dramatic. I hate her.
Oh my God.
We don't have time to hang out anymore because they're probably going to have to get two jobs.
And then she gives her her madre, Doña Juana's phone number. And she's like, here, you can reach me here because I won't have a cell anymore. And then Luisa's like, no, don't say bye. I'll take you home. And then as Luisa's walking away, Teresa has her evil plotting face. Like, this is working.
Yep.
And then...
Is it after this where Teresa goes to the Profe's house?
Pretty much. She gets to Juana's house and Juana tells her Profe's looking for you. So, I mean, it's not important. It's just the way she gets to Profe's house. Yeah. The reason she goes.
And so then she's at Profe's house and the Profe basically asked her to come back, you know, and study and to have their stipend deal back.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, you read my letter. And he was like, yeah, but that's not because of the letter. It's because... Mariano.
Yeah. He's like, I'm giving you whatever another chance because Mariano came and like vouched for you. But then I was like, why did Mariano, because after this, Mariano goes to Ruben's office and he asks him for help.
I think it was his backup.
Oh.
In case Profe doesn't agree, then he's like, all right, this is option number two.
So this is where I stop. I know there's still a few minutes left and then I stop watching. Like, what is their conversation like?
Okay. So Mariano goes to see Ruben and he asks Ruben for a way to help his girlfriend because she's going to the school, but she just lost her opportunity that she had to attend
there. Does he tell her who his girlfriend is?
No, he never says her name. And he's like, is there a way like she could do a work study type of thing? I know you have connections at this school. And Ruben tells him, yeah, I'll see what I can do. So there's nothing weird or bad about the conversation. He never says it's Teresa because Ruben knows Teresa.
Yeah.
And Ruben agrees to help.
Okay. I wonder what's going to happen.
When he learns that it's Teresa, I'm pretty sure that she hooks up with Ruben, though.
Yeah.
And then, like, gives Aida shit about it and, breaks up the whole marriage.
I feel like she only, like, flirts with him. I don't remember, though.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
Remember that reel I reposted from a video I found on TikTok when the dolls and Teresa's like, I'm going to go with your dad. And she's like, how dare you?
But that's why I don't go saying that. I don't know if she does.
Oh.
I hope she does. I just because, you know, she's trash, but.
Aida deserves it.
Yeah.
So does Ruben.
Yeah.
They all deserve Teresa's wrath.
Oh my God. That was the perfect twin
moment. Same thing.
Wow.
Wow. Oh my God. I'm so proud of us.
Twinning.
Yeah. After that, we go back to Profe and Teresa. And Profe asks her what she, in her letter, Teresa says she'll step aside if Paloma wants to be with him. And then he's like, what did you mean by that? And she's like, oh, we women are jealous and we cannot stand to see a man we love near another woman.
So she's like saying she loves him then.
Yeah, trying to in a subtle way. Uh-huh. I don't know, but that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what her letter said. Uh-huh. And then this is her explanation of that.
Yeah.
So Prof is just standing there and he's like, chill, I'm not getting back with Paloma.
But he doesn't say anything about her admitting her love for him.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then we go to La Vecindad and Mariano asks Esperanza, what the heck is going on?
Oh.
Because there's been so many lies on her part. And there's suspenseful music. And then we cut back to Teresa and Profe.
Damn, all of this happens in the last 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Right? That's a lot.
It's crazy.
I was expecting it to just end with Ruben and Mariano's conversation.
Oh, no. Well, basically, it goes to Teresa and Profe. They make up. He gives back her cell phone. And this is where she tells him Mariano was the one who helped. And then Teresa's shocked, like zooms into her shocked face. Mm-hmm. And then the episode ends.
Oh, okay.
That was episode 17 and 18 of Teresa.
All right.
We did it.
Oh, yeah. Let us know how the two-in-one thing works.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's too weird, we will go back to our one episode format. I think for episodes that just literally nothing happens, this is what.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. We hope everyone is doing well. It's been quite a week. Yeah.
To say the least.
To say the least. Yeah. And we hope that maybe this offers a little break from the drama that is the United States and brings you to the drama that is Teresa.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just to put it in light terms because
it's more than drama. It's
terrorism and white supremacy. But yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're enjoying this, tell your friends about us. Give us a 5-star rating. Remember that you can now support us. Just find the link on the show notes that says support us. And if you want to see funny clips of the novela and our beautiful faces, follow us on our social selfies. Media. Our selfies, yeah. because we're novelas con cafecito, but we don't ever talk about cafecito, except when we're sipping cafecito. But our pictures always have coffee mugs.
Yeah.
So that's why because we do sip cafecito while talking. We just don't talk about coffee because we're not coffee snobs.
I'm just not.
We'll drink any coffee.
Yeah.
All right. We'll catch you guys we'll catch you folks next week.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Sorry, I said. it's because I said guys.
Oh, right. And we're.
But I feel like no guys listen to this.
I don't think so.
Because we're talking about novelas.
Yeah. And most men don't like novelas. Except our dad does.
Yeah. Yeah. But we see him.
I've caught him. He doesn't like
Mexican. He likes the Colombian ones.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest, though. The Colombian ones are far superior.
Well, the best Mexican ones are copies of those. Didn't you say Teresa's Colombian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The original Teresa novela, I mean, not Teresa, though.
Yeah. I just don't know where to watch
them. Oh, me either.
So that's why I watch the Mexican ones, because this one is all on YouTube. That's how we watch it. So if you guys ever want to watch it, just search Teresa Capitulo whatever, and it'll pop up. Mm-hmm. There's options.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Well, let's remember our quote.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot it.
All right. Bye, everybody. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres. Bye.